What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Outspoken, informative,
the Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
On a Saturday morning, 7:05 a.m., it is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everyone. And guess what? Happy homecoming to everybody that's listening, whether you're at home getting yourself prepared, whether you're sitting in traffic getting ready to get to the bluff or the mighty Mississippi River to the Southern University campus, or whether you're sitting back at your tailgate or at the parade. Happy homecoming to everybody. Good morning. I am Perry White. Thank you, and good morning, everybody watching and listening on our YouTube, Jaguar Journal YouTube channel, as well as the Jaguar Journal Facebook page. Good to have you guys with us. Man, guess what? It is another great homecoming. Traffic is bagged up, so if you're trying to get on the campus, I will advise you to head to the campus now. Traffic is going to pretty much be bagged up all day as everybody is headed to Southern University today for not only homecoming, but for today's big matchup, football matchup, between Southern and Alcorn State. Both teams tied in first place in the SWAC West. And because of that, you know nobody's going to miss this. Alcorn State right up the road, about 2 hours on Highway 61 up in Mississippi. So, you know, a lot of the Braves fans are going to come down. And for the Jaguar Nation, people from all across the country are coming back home to have a good time this weekend. And in particular, today on the campus of Southern University, traffic is bagged up. People are setting up tailgates. The parade is going to get ready to get going at 8 o'clock, and I got an action-packed live show ready for you guys to keep you entertained as we get through this morning. And once again, whether you're listening to us in traffic, sitting at your tailgate, sitting ready for the parade, or you're at home getting together, happy homecoming. And, you know, you cannot start or go through homecoming without getting your Southern University gear. And, you know, I got just the guy to talk to you about getting your gear, my man Thomas White Jr. of Mogul Threads. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, man, look, happy homecoming to you.
Man, happy homecoming, man. It's just that time of the year, you know, you get excited anytime you get to hang with the Jag Nation. But, I mean, homecoming is just totally different because, you know, everybody comes back for homecoming. If you miss them for homecoming, you catch them for Bayou class.
That's it, man. You know, before you start, you're an alum. What year you graduated your major, man?
I graduated in 02 in sociology. But I did begin my journey in soil science, so I started in the Department of Agriculture.
So, you know, that's right there. That's an alum. He's coming back doing his thing. And your thing is Mogul Threads is you try to get the people all apparelled up today. Where you going to be at with Mogul Threads and your setup?
Yeah, we're always located at the same location. We're at the T.J. Jemison Baptist Student Center right across from the tennis courts. Can't miss us. When you come over the hump, just come on, proceed down, look to your left, you'll see a red tent, and we got all the hottest gear.
Once again, y'all hear my man. That's my man, Thomas White, Jr., Mogul Threads. Thomas, let the people know once again where you're going to be set up and the type of apparel that you have. Somebody may be looking for a hoodie today. They may be looking for a shirt, a beanie, a hat, whatever the case may be, man. Let them know what all you got.
Oh, man, we got all kind of new drops. We got caps. We got beanies. We got crew necks, sweatshirts. We got some hoodies, we got T-shirts, we got socks. Oh, man, anything that you can imagine for the most part. We got the game day purses, so you make sure you're in compliance with what they're asking you to have. So, I mean, come down, check us out. We got we moving units, we taking care of people, and it's a happy homecoming. So we're going to make sure we take care of our customers and make sure that everybody's happy.
And if people want to follow you on social media, Thomas, let them know your social media site.
All social media is Mogul Threads. All social media is Mogul Threads. We keep it simple so you don't have to, you know, guess on the different names. We keep it clean and simple, baby.
Mogul Threads, man. And once again, your location where you're going to be. You know, people show up, they say, you know, I got to get all my gear because I want to take it home. My auntie said, bring me back a shirt. My cousin said, bring me back a shirt. My brother said, bring me back a shirt. So, for you to bring them back a shirt, man, let them know where they can come to get all of that stuff. Even the socks. You know, somebody said, bring me some socks, man. They got some socks.
Oh, yeah. We're at 724 Harding Boulevard. Like I said, we're right across from the tennis courts. And you can see us. I mean, we have a direct line of the football stadium. Can't miss us. Red tent on your left.
Red tent on your left, right there by the football stadium, man. You know, I got to ask you as a Southern alum, man. What's one of the biggest, reasons for you to come back and be a part of homecoming?
Oh, man, I guess the number one reason is being a part of the Jaguar Nation. I mean, we're family like no other, you know, straight up. I mean, when you see a Jag, whether you know them or not, it's family. You're going to greet them. You're going to ask them certain questions. And, I mean, we're going to carry on and go from there. And you're always going to know somebody. It's that small separation where you're going to know somebody from the Jaguar Nation. And I just love to give back. I love to see the people. I'm cheering on the team. As you said, we're tied for first place in the West. We need to bring this on home so we can close this season out and bring back some hardware.
You know, one of the biggest things is when you get a chance to run into classmates that you haven't seen in years, man, people that you had the funnest, most fun experience with, doing your time at stuff, you know, the people who you used to probably walk to the cab with, the people who you used to study with, the people who you used to go to the parties with, your crew that you went to the games and kicked it at the games with, you know, all of those type of people matter when you come back and everybody goes off into life, different paths, goes in different directions. But you know one thing for damn sure, when it's homecoming, when you run into each other, it's just like old times.
Just like old times, talking about that's my roommate. That's my roommate now. This has been years and years ago, but that's my roommate. Or you sharing stories, like you said, from the party or study group or the day that you all your homies left you and went eating the calf, and now you got to eat by yourself.
Oh,
so
that's
with
a
them,
hard
you know
feeling
what I mean?
Right there.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A tough
it's
feeling,
bad, business, bad business right there, you know?
Like, man, y'all left me. Y'all
right.
Already went and ate.
Right.
Oh, man. So that's the beautiful thing about it, man. It's going to be a great day. The weather is beautiful. Can't ask for better weather. I think the high today around 79, 80 degrees. So right now as you start off, it is what we call hoodie weather as the day gets going. And then by the time it's game time, the night game kicks off at about 6:05. It's going to be on ESPN+. Temperatures should start to drop down. And, you know, of course, we sit high on the bluff of the Mississippi River. So the temperature is always a little bit different when you get that little nip, that little wind coming off the river. But, Thomas, once again, man, before I get ready to let you go, and I'm going to bring you back on at the end of the show just in case somebody missed us here at the beginning. But tell us once again what all you have to offer and your location. Let the people know everything you're going to have in stock today.
Oh, we got it. So we got crew neck sweatshirts. We got kids' T-shirts and caps. We got socks. We got everything to put on your head. A denim cap. We got the fitteds. We got the snapbacks. We got T-shirts. We got hoodies. I mean, we got you covered. So come on down. Check us out. We're going to take care of you.
Let them know where you're at in your social media, Thomas.
Social media, Mogul 3 is. And then, like I said, we're going to be located at 724 Harding Boulevard. When you come over the hump, the tennis courts in the football stadium will be on your right, and we'll be immediately on your left.
And it's homecoming. Anybody out there you want to shout out this morning? I know they listening just in case. They say, man, that's my boy, man, back in 02. Who you want to shout out?
Man, I got so many. I want to make sure I keep it plain and simple. I love all the Jags. Hey, when I see you, dab me up, or, you know, let's share that story, and y'all come through and check me out. I appreciate you. Go Jags.
Go Jags, Thomas, man. I appreciate you this morning, man, and happy homecoming. I'm going to have you back on a little bit later in the show, man, and we're going to keep this thing going, man. Thank you, Thomas.
All right, thank you, and look forward to seeing you, Perry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, that was my man Thomas White, Mogul Threads, man. You guys make sure you go check him out right there coming across the hump on Harding, right across from the tennis court. He's going to lace you up and get you together, get you right. And guess what, man? We got an action-packed show. We're going to continue to roll with it. And as we roll with it, we're going to get ready to take a break. We got to pay some bills. I know a lot of you are listening. Good morning. It's homecoming. You're going to hear me say that a million times today because it's a joyous occasion. People listening to us in traffic, sitting at the parade route, people at their tailgates, people getting ready to get the day going. And guess what? I'm excited about the day. First place in the SWAC West on the line, Alcorn State, Southern University, homecoming. Can't ask for a bigger, better day to celebrate a great time and fellowship with friends and family and people all over as they make their way back to Jaguar land. So, Mike, let's get ready to take a break. We stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. And as we continue to talk about homecoming and keep things going, no better person than to welcome you to the campus of Southern University and have an opportunity to discuss the great legacy and the history of the university than the chancellor himself. We want to welcome to the Jaguar Journal this morning Chancellor Jean-Pierre. Good morning, Chancellor.
Good morning. Happy homecoming.
Good to have you on, man. Happy homecoming. You know, and it wouldn't be right if we didn't have you on to have you discuss and welcome the Jaguar Nation, friends, family, and alum back to this prestigious university on this great day to celebrate just good memories, fun times, and most importantly, a hell of a football game.
Absolutely. Look, we're going to have a great day today. We've had a great week. I'm really, really so happy that our students have been involved, our alums, our faculty, staff. And the most important thing is we've had a very safe homecoming, and that's extremely important to me.
Well, what would you say you're welcoming in the people?
Say that part again?
Excuse me. I said, what would you say to, you know, as you welcome everybody in, the parade gets going at 8 o'clock this morning. After the parade, everybody, the tailgates are rolling. You know, people are listening to us in their cars. People are listening to us in the parade routes. People are listening to us at the tailgate.
Well, what I would say is, one, come out and enjoy the day. Enjoy the day with your family, friends, colleagues, classmates. We want you to really take in the beauty of Southern University and all the events and the history that's reflected in everything that we do. We're so proud of the fact that we are able to bring so many people together and be that beacon of hope and continue to be that beacon of hope for so many. Southern University is a place that will live on forever.
You know, with that, you talk about legacy and a history. Southern has a rich history, a rich legacy, especially the Baton Rouge campus, where you hear the story of how it helped build the black middle class of the state of Louisiana, giving people opportunities for education, being able to move forward for so long that people could have to move backwards. But to be able to have that opportunity to help the community, help this state, man, just how big is it for you to be able to be in that position now to be the captain of the ship of an institution that means so much to this great state of Louisiana and as well as the world?
Well, I tell you what, it's an awesome experience. I never would have imagined when I stepped foot on this campus in 1977 that I one day would be the leader of this beautiful campus, this historic place. And I tell you, I'm so proud of our students. I was watching the band practice this morning at 6 in the morning. I mean, they were dedicated to the institution. We were able to have a wonderful board meeting yesterday where our board got together and did a lot of business. And we recognized a group of students who were the contest winners of Moguls in the Making. This is a beautiful contest in Detroit, Michigan, where five of our students were able to come up with a beautiful plan that would help the city of Detroit, and they won $100,000, $20,000 each. That will be a transformational award for them, allowing them to move on to do great things, and they're part of the legacy of leadership that we're producing at Southern University.
I know you're going to shake a lot of hands today, give a lot of hugs. People are going to be grabbing you all over the place, telling you, man, good to see you, good to meet you. You know, for me, and I'm honored this year because I was chosen as one of the top 40 under 40 by the Southern University Alumni Federation. And for me, that honor of being able to acknowledge, you know, the hard work and that not only myself but the other 39 of being graduates of this institution and going out and doing what we do to be successful, but at the same time, never losing faith and never losing hope of an institution that we have, that we love so much. And for you, I got to ask you, man, what is it like for homecoming when you shaking hands and kissing the babies and giving hugs? And I'm pretty sure half the faces are unfamiliar, some are familiar. What you do for the unfamiliar face when somebody act like they know you so well and you looking like, I don't quite know you, but, you know, happy homecoming to you.
Well, the one thing you want to do, you always want to be welcoming. You want to say, I'm glad you're here. It's a great day. I tell you, it started for me at 5:30 Monday when I was on Channel 9 and just welcoming everybody to homecoming. And then the students got me to be part of a video that they did, which they said, they're not like us. And I end up knocking on the door and I say, wake up. It's homecoming.
I saw the video. It went viral. Good video.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, sir, man. You know, you look around, and I'm looking at traffic. The traffic is bagged up, and I'm telling everybody now, if you're planning on coming, this is going to be one of the ones, as they say, for Southern this year and homecoming. This one has attracted a lot of attention. It's bringing a lot of people back home that probably have not been around in quite some time. Southern versus Alcorn today at 6 o'clock, but the parade rolls at 8 o'clock. You're gonna be the first person everybody sees in the parade, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be the grand marshal. I'm not sure if I'm the first person, but I'm gonna be the grand marshal. So I'm honored to be the grand marshal of this parade.
What you throwing out this morning? You got the beads, you got the candy,
beads,
throwing out
candy.
Educational books. What are we doing?
Beads, candies. I'm not sure all the things that are in there. There's a lot of stuff in there. So I'm just going to figure out how do I parcel out, make sure everybody gets a little bit of something.
Yeah, because, you know, you throw out so much at the beginning of parade, by the time you get on the back end, you're looking at everybody like, I'm all out.
And the kids are lined up. I've seen them line up this morning. As they look at this crowd already lining up. So they're going to be deep along the byways on the parade route.
And that's the beautiful thing about the kids. You know, that is the next generation of Jaguars that we hope to inspire that ultimately choose Southern University for higher education, for opportunity, then go on to get their degree and then be the future that comes back for homecoming and continuing the legacy. And I think most importantly, Chancellor Pierre, that's what this is all about, continuing the legacy from 1880 all the way to 2024 and beyond, that we ensure that we continue to make sure and we support Southern University to make sure that she'll be here forever. And you talk about the legacy, how important is it for it to make that impression on those young people that will be the next generation of Jaguars?
It's extremely important, because what we want to do is we want to give them a view of what transformation can look like. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to transform lives, to open up opportunities, to become a runway for opportunity for so many who want to achieve and do things that some people think are impossible, but they're in their vision. So the bottom line is, we want to create those visionary leaders. We want people to have big dreams, all right, because little dreams have no magic.
I've always been so interested because, you know, I had no family, no ties to the state of Louisiana, nor Southern University. But when I got here, I started meeting so many people, and then I didn't realize how deep the lineage went, where somebody say, you know, my family member worked at Southern, or my great-grandfather, my grandfather been bringing me to games my entire life. Or, you know, you just start to find out, you know, my mom, my grandmother, my auntie, my uncle, my dad, the whole family went to Southern. Man, you start to find out how deep the roots go of Southern University, well, not only in the state, but then how intertwined Southern is to families, and that the university brings families together, and today feels like a family reunion.
Oh, absolutely does. I've seen classmates from the 70s, from the 80s, you know, and folks that just remind me of something that happened, and it's just great to have that connection, to know that it's a lifetime of memories that we can share and really, really make sure that we provide opportunity for the future.
I know you. I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you for the score of today's game. I know you cheer for the Jaguars regardless, but, you know, just looking forward to a good game, a good parade. The parade starts at 8 o'clock. You guys are going to see Chancellor John Pierre. For those that are listening along the parade route, for those that are in your car getting ready to come onto campus, sitting in traffic, he'll be the Grand Marshal of today's parade. This is your first homecoming, Chancellor Pierre, as the Chancellor of the SUBR campus, man. That has to be an exciting feeling.
It is. It's been great. All the activities have been great. Last night I was with the Dean of the College of Business for Gala on the Bluff. That was a wonderful activity. We had great entertainment, and we raised money for scholarships.
You get some rest? Did you go to sleep, or you been up all night?
No, I went to sleep, but I got a little rest. But, you know, at 5:30, I was up and at them.
But, look, I appreciate you. I know you're a busy man. You got a lot going on this morning, man. But I appreciate you for coming on. And I just wanted the people that's coming onto this campus, that's listening all across the country, the people who did not get to make it to homecoming, but most importantly, the ones who are here, to be able to hear the captain of the ship, the leader of the campus, the guy that runs it all, to be able to get an opportunity, hear your voice, and let them know, hey, man, we love you, we appreciate you for coming home, and let's have a good time. And so, once again, Chance, before I get ready to let you go, welcome the people back to Baton Rouge.
Hey, welcome back to Baton Rouge. Happy homecoming. Go Jags. Be safe. I want everybody to be safe. This is such a beautiful event, but I want everybody to be safe.
Thank you, Chancellor Pierre, man. I appreciate you, man. Love you. Hey, good job. Continue to do what you do. Head this campus in the right direction, man. And I appreciate you for coming on this morning. And enjoy yourself this morning. And make sure all the kids get enough candy, man. Don't throw all the candy out. Make sure they all get some.
I sure will. I'm going to do my very, very best.
Thank you, Chancellor Pierre.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Happy homecoming.
Happy homecoming. Go Jags.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that was my man, Chancellor John Pierre, the Chancellor of the Southern University Baton Rouge campus. As it is homecoming. Good morning to everybody watching on our Facebook, our YouTube. Glad to have you guys with us. Let's get ready to take a break, Mike. We come back on the other side. We're going to have some conversations about the do's and the don'ts, the game day logistics, tickets, the game, everything that you need to know so you won't be left out for today's big homecoming. All right? So you guys stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. It is 7:33 a.m. Of course, if you hear my voice, I'm Perry White. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good to have you guys with us this morning. Happy homecoming to everybody out there, whether you're headed to the Bluffs on the mighty Mississippi River to what we like to call Jaguar Land or Southern University, or whether you're listening somewhere out there in the country and didn't get a chance to make it, it is a festive atmosphere. It is a great day, and as Southern University welcomes home so many of the beloved people, man, we are glad that you're able to listen. I know people are in cars, in traffic, listening to us as they head over, people at home getting ready, listening to us. People are along the parade route listening to us, and people are also at their tailgates listening to us. So we're glad to have you guys with us. Good morning also not only to the people listening to us on 107.3 FM here in Baton Rouge, but everybody listening on our YouTube Live. Good to have you guys this morning, as well as on our Facebook Live, listening all across social media, YouTube, and the radio waves, man. Glad to have you guys this morning as we celebrate homecoming at Southern University. Big matchup today, Southern versus Alcorn. 6 p.m. kickoff, ESPN Plus. For those who are not able to make it to the game, that's where you'll be able to watch it. And for those who will be coming on campus today, I have some information for you, and nobody better to talk that information than Southern University Deputy Athletic Director Rodney Kirshner. Good morning, Rodney.
Hey, good morning, my man.
Good to have you on, man. Happy homecoming to you.
Thank you, brother. Happy homecoming to you, my man, and appreciate you having us on.
Man, glad to have you on, man, because guess what? People need information, and information is important when you have an influx of a large amount of people coming into the campus of Southern University and to be around the stadium and heading into the stadium. And so let's just start with first, what is the game day schedule like today for Southern University in terms of events around the stadium for a lot of people who want to know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you know, obviously it's homecoming. We're excited to welcome everybody back to the Bluff. You know, it's going to be a very great festive day, but also it's going to be a very busy day for a lot of people as we're expecting a very large crowd. But, you know, we kick off this morning, you know, with the homecoming parade, which is getting ready to roll here around 8 o'clock. Campus traffic's kind of been steady this morning as, you know, people are already pulling in and tailgating. You know, almost all our RV lots are already full. Our game day lot is get ready to be full. Basically, the biggest event that starts kicking off besides the parade is at 12 o'clock, 12:30. Our DJ will come up to the northeast corner right there by the Tony Clayton Championship Plaza for our block party. And as you know, our block party is free for the fans. We'll have some vendors right there. They can get some food and drinks, and then, like I said, we'll have some performances from our Golden Blues DJ. I think Code Blue is performing, so we'll have some of those performances, and that starts again about 12:30. The team is expected to arrive around 3:15, 3:30. You know, they'll do the Jaguar Walk from the front of Southern Lab to the Tony Clayton Championship Plaza into the field house, and then as soon as the team gets done, we have a special performance from Cupid. Cupid's going to go on the stage at the block party, which, again, is free of charge, you know, kind of line dance with everybody and get everybody excited for the game that will kick off. As you said, the gates will open at 3:30, so our fans get a chance to get inside the stadium and, you know, get to their seats and grab some concessions before the game. And then, you know, the jukebox will come in the stadium around 5 o'clock, 5:10. Our Royal Court has a pregame activation where we'll announce them, recognize them. They'll start about 5:30, and then, you know, we'll have the zero quarter, and then we'll get ready for it'll be a 6:02 kickoff today on ESPN Plus.
You know, Roddy, talking about the kickoff, let's talk about tickets, right? Is this game sold out? Is it near sold out? So people who may be pulling in, you know, I've been getting the calls all week about parking pass. I'm like, man, look, I'm Perry. I ain't got no access to all that. But, hey, I'm going to tell y'all who do. Rodney does. So, Rodney, talk about tickets right now. What's available? What's sold out? Give the people an idea of what's left for today's big matchup.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're excited to announce we have been sold out of the west side for about 2 weeks now. The east side, we have, last report I got, at about 4 this morning, is we had about 712 tickets left on the east side. The S Club and the end zone, our new end zone suite that we put up, I believe there's only 5 tickets left, and I think they're actually already sold this morning. But right now, we do have tickets available on the east side of the stadium, which is the visitor side. But we are expecting to sell out this probably our ticket office opens up at 12 o'clock today in the mini dome. And we're expecting probably by 2 o'clock we'll be sold out.
So we're talking about a 30,000-seat stadium, less than 1,000 tickets left. So I want to make sure y'all spread the word. Anybody that's out there listening, the game is almost sold out, under 1,000 tickets left. We're about a little over 700 tickets, and they're all on the east side. So you can't be picky. You just got to get inside the game to support the team this year, today, and make sure that you celebrate homecoming. What is going to be the game day policy in terms of bags and what you can bring in and can't bring in, Rodney?
Gotcha. That's always a great question, my man. Before I answer that, let me say this, my man. We're encouraging all our fans to please download your tickets before you get to campus. We're expecting a very large crowd, so we know our cell service, even though we have some cell towers that were brought in, we still know our cell service might be a little spotty and shaky at times. So we're encouraging all our fans, please download your tickets before you even come to campus. Just to help us that, we do have some stations, though, if people do need help around the stadium that they can go to where they can download the ticket, or they can even go to the ticket will call windows and get assistance there as well. But as far as that, you know, A.W. Mumford, Pete Richardson Field is a clear bag policy. So we stick behind our clear bag policy. Obviously, people that have any type of medical needs or anything like that, they're able to enter the ADA gates with their medical bags and things like that, as we know that they have to have those. But everything else is pretty strict on our clear bag policy of what they can bring in. You know, obviously you're not allowed to bring any outside food or drinks inside the stadium, you know, no tobacco, vaping. You're not allowed to bring firearms or weapons, you know, no umbrellas, no noisemakers or artificial noisemakers per NCAA rules. You know, we encourage people to bring some seating, as, you know, they like to be more comfortable, but we just don't want to make sure they're not too big oversized seating, as, again, this is going to be pretty much a sold-out game, and there's going to be a lot of fans there.
You know, I got to ask now, as people come over and they start to slow down and wonder, you know, what's slowing up traffic? Parking. What's parking like, the charge, cost of parking? And where can people park throughout the campus? What's designated for people once they come over who do not have passes?
Yes. So we, you know, we are, again, expecting a large crowd. So we're telling all our fans, right now the plan is that around 12 o'clock, 12:30, we're actually going to start ContraFlow. So all four lanes going across the hump will be only entrance on the campus. We are, again, expecting a large crowd. But we do have general admission parking. It is kind of first come, first serve, but we are we do still have that type of parking. So we again, we're just encouraging fans to arrive early. You know, you got to be patient, as you know, we're going to work through some things with a large amount of traffic. Like I said, we do have general admission parking. It is $20. We're just asking fans not to try to come on campus and joyride. But again, like I said, we do have parking available, and that's all in the back of our campus. All our reserve lots on the front of campus are sold out. But we do along the bluff on the back of campus by Mayberry, the law school, and even back into the intramurals and all that, they'll start parking people.
I like some folks going to have to do a little walking today, Rodney, if that's the case. But that's what you're asking for. Everything to be walking around is, we're talking 100,000-plus people from the parade to the tailgates to the game, spectators, friends, family, everybody. It's homecoming at Southern University. We understand how huge it is. The traffic right now is all down Harding. It's down Interstate 110. People are coming around. And once again, Rodney, let the people know, for the tickets that are remaining, 30,000-seat stadium, ladies and gentlemen, only about a little over 700 tickets left. For those 700 tickets that are left, Rodney, where do they need to go and get those tickets? And then for the people who do have tickets, what do they need to do to be prepared to get into today's game without any issues?
Yes. So our ticket office does open at 12 o'clock inside the F.G. Clark Activity Center. It will close at 2 o'clock. If they don't sell out, they'll open up at 3:30 in the field house on the east side. And So our fans can can walk up and get tickets right there. They can still get tickets through Ticketmaster as well. Their online portal is still available. And then I'm sorry, I'm directing traffic out here.
I know you're busy.
So like I said, so again, we're asking all fans, please download your ticket early. A lot of check lines that we're trying to really expedite the process of getting our fans in the stadium as quickly as possible. The biggest thing that kind of holds us up is just when, fans come up there and they're trying to download their tickets still, And so it's just like, hey, if we can get that process helping us out, get everything in your smart wallet on your phone, that will get us ready to get them expedited in the stadium as quick as possible.
Well, Rodney, man, I appreciate you for coming on. Everybody that's out there listening, this is Rodney Kirsten, and he's the Deputy Athletic Director of Southern University Athletics. Man, thank you, Rodney. I know you got a busy day. You had a long night, early morning. I appreciate you for taking the time. And I just want to share the information out there with people so they wouldn't say, that, hey, we didn't know, we didn't hear. I want to make sure, and anybody that's out there listening, be sure to share this information that he just gave us here live right now. So, Rodney, man, I appreciate you for coming on, man. Look forward to seeing you around today. Happy homecoming to you.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate you, and happy homecoming, brother. Go Jags.
Go Jags. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to take a break. We're going to keep the show going, but we got to pay some bills, and we'll be back. We'll continue to go with it. It's the Jaguar Journal. Coming to everybody that's listening, guess what? It is a joyous, wonderful day in Jaguar Land at the beloved Southern University, and we're glad to have you guys in with us. If you hear my voice, I am Perry White. Good to have you. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody listening out there on Talk 107.3 across the Baton Rouge region, the capital city area. Good morning to everybody listening on our YouTube channel. Good to have you guys with us, as well as on our Facebook Live and wherever you're listening to us, whether it's our heart, wherever. I don't care where you're listening to us. Guess what? Good morning and happy homecoming. And whether you're a fan of Southern or not, you're just listening, it is a good time that we're going to be having here on the Bluff today, as many people will be headed this way. Hundreds of thousands of people, friends, family, and alums will be this way. People are listening to us at home, getting ready. People are listening to us in traffic, headed to the Bluff. People are listening at their tailgates. People are listening along the parade routes, and we are glad to have you guys with us. And, you know, as we welcome people back to Southern University, the main thing is that we make sure that we have that message to our alums. Whether you got your undergraduate, whether you got your graduate, whether you got your Juris Doc, whatever the case may be, you graduated from this beloved university. And guess what? I have to have the Southern University National Alumni President, Carlton Jones Jr., to come on and talk to you and let you know to welcome you back. Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning, Brother Perry. Good morning, man. It's a beautiful day today, brother. It's actually been a beautiful week.
It is, man. Happy homecoming to you.
Hey, happy homecoming to you, brother. I'm super excited, man. Super excited.
You're going to hear that all day. I'm the guy. I'm telling everybody happy. I'm going to say it too many times because it's not enough times to say it, man. First of all, you're welcome to everybody who's coming back to the Bluff, the graduates from all the different generations and decades and legacy that will be coming back today and enjoying themselves. Because as I told Chancellor Pierre just a minute ago, it is a family reunion.
And I always say the best way to keep a family together is keep getting together, Pierre. And we've been building up to this every year. Everyone's excited about coming to homecoming. It's just one of maybe 2 weeks that everyone wants to come back home to Baton Rouge. And we did a great job this week of putting a bunch of events and programs together. And don't forget, we talked about the students. I don't know if Chancellor got to that, but we talked about the students a lot, too. They're excited about it. Some of them, this is their first time, coronation, the Greek show, the band, the comedy show, the step show, all that could be their first time. So, I mean, it's exciting for that experience. It's surreal to come back as an alumni to watch the youth students engage in that.
Let's talk about events for the Alumni Federation today. What do you guys have planned for those alums that come back and say, maybe I haven't been a part of the Alumni Federation in some time. Maybe I want to join. Or for the ones who say I am a part of the Alumni Federation, where are we going to be at today?
And look, it's all about giving back, and everyone enjoyed their experiences, but it's time to create that for somebody else. And giving back is the best way to do that. We've got a website, www.sualumni.org. If you want to come and become a member and join the Alumni Federation, get on board. But if also you want to connect in person, networking, we've got a tailgate right in front of the nursing building. We'll be there from about 11 o'clock to 4. We've got red beans and rice with smoked chicken. We got a couple of turkey necks. We got some food out there for you. We're going to have some Bayou Classic reps out there. The class of 69 is going to be out there. They did a good job getting together. They're going to be out there tailgating with us. We're going to have a lot for you in front of the nursing building. So we want to invite all our alumni to come to front of the nursing building, come fellowship with us.
And I know yesterday was a good time. I had a chance to come by the alumni day party in the back of the campus by the intramural center. Man, that was a great opportunity to see people come back and having a good time listening to music, live music, being able to get food, sit down, check out the vendors, man. Being able to have an opportunity, what we just like to call fellowshipping and remembering old times and then creating new memories for the, each homecoming because, you know, it's kind of like what happens at homecoming stays at homecoming, you know, but most of all, people get a chance to sit back with your friends, your family, people who you knew from back in the day, the stories that, you know, you got your kids with you. You talk about, hey, man, this dude right here, let me tell you about what we used to do. You know, all of that matters, and especially most of all, the legacy and the lineages. I was talking to Chancellor Pierre. So many people connected to Southern, you know, aunts, uncles, whole families have gone to Southern. And then, you know, then you get the next generation of the young people that's going to be out at the parades and going to be watching their family members today saying, man, this is what why so much pride about Southern? Then they get a chance to see it. And then, you know what? If they fall in love with Southern, then 20, 30 years from now, they're the next generation that'll be coming back, bringing their families as alums back to the university, celebrating homecoming.
And Perry, it's so surreal. And I've got kids, and my dad, you know, at Southern University, homecoming kind of highlights it, actually a community event as well. You know, Baton Rouge loves homecoming, and it's a community fit. You know, I grew up in Baker and Scotland, and you know, they get up there on the corner and hang out. They get the tailgate, they get the tailgate down, fellowship at the parade, and it's awesome. Again, surreal because I've got daughters now too, and I get to connect them with that as well. So you're right, the tradition. It continues on and on. And our day party yesterday was really exciting because we actually had to pivot because of Mayberry construction, which is a good thing on campus. But we had to pivot and go back to campus to the triangle, to where the dorms used to be. And that was surreal for a lot of alums to come back there to remember their times on campus. So every section of campus has memories and triggers different type of thoughts and memories with alumni all the time. So I think, you know, these type of events, coming back on campus, walking to campus. I saw a lot of alumni walking to campus yesterday. There's a lot of construction going on, as I mentioned. They're walking around. They're soaking it in, remembering those ways. So that Southern means so much to so many people in so many different ways, Perry. And homecoming is just one of those ways for you to connect, and not only by yourself, but with family and friends, and to do that in a special way.
And I appreciate you guys. You know, I was talking to Chancellor Pierre. You guys just announced the 40 under 40. I happen to have my name included with that list along with 39 others. It is an honor to be an alum of this institution, to be able to be acknowledged for the work that myself and those other 39 are doing as alums of the university, and to be, you know, under 40 years old, but to be acknowledged, man. Often the younger alums never get a chance to really get acknowledged because we have not quite made it to that pinnacle of a career, but to be acknowledged, man, I appreciate you guys for that.
Look, Parent, man, you know what they say, leave the door open and the ladder down. And so somebody can walk through and climb up. But man, look, recognizing our young folks is the key to developing and keeping the tradition going. We just had a conversation about that, you know, highlighting doing these events and what it means to not only us, but to our children, our kids, and the younger generation. We've got to keep the pipeline going of talent, of volunteers, of philanthropists. We've got to keep it going. And the best way to do that is acknowledgement and engagement. And the 40 under 40 kind of does two of those things. You get acknowledged for your career accomplishments, such as yourself, you know, career accomplishments, what you're doing on campus and your careers, but also your Southern University giving. That's part of it too, Perry. You do a lot for Southern University. We want to highlight that. We recognize you, and we know that these type of things that you do are, you know, self-driven. You know, you're doing it for the love of Southern University, and we want to recognize that. So, again, congratulations to you, brother. I appreciate everything you do for Southern University, and we look forward to seeing more from you.
And I appreciate you. For those that are out there, once again, let them know where they can get with the Alumni Federation today, and if they want to join, they can do it right there on the spot, correct?
Oh, yeah, at the tailgate, we have a membership table there. We've got some Christmas ornaments there already prepared today. We've got a collection that's been going over the last couple of years for Christmas ornaments. You can purchase ornaments, some clear bags for the game. If you got your clear bag, we got clear bags for you. And you can also become a member. We have a membership table. We've got actually got some students there sitting there. Our second VP, Charlissa Laws, does a great job preparing and getting information for you to pay on the spot if you'd like to become a member of Southern University Alumni Federation.
Well, Carlton, man, I appreciate you coming on this morning. That is Carlton Jones, Jr. He is the national president for the Alumni Federation, Southern University Alumni Federation. It's homecoming, so as an alum, got to have the guy who's going all over the country keeping everybody engaged. And congratulations to you, Carlton, for winning Alumni President of the Year.
Oh, we talked about the recognition. You know, this, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a labor of love is what we call it. It's a labor of love. And to be recognized, again, such as yourself, to be recognized is really, really great. We're all doing this for Southern University. That's what I say. We're going to do what's best for Southern. So I appreciate it, brother. We put in the hard work. Me and the wife went out to Atlanta and received an award on behalf of our alumni at Southern University. So anything I could do to shed light on Southern University and what we're doing here in Baton Rouge, I'm going to do that.
Well, Carlton, man, I appreciate you for coming on, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Go Jags.
Hey, go Jags. Happy homecoming.
Happy homecoming.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to take a break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to be the top of the hour. We're going to talk some football. Today's matchup, Southern University versus Alcorn State. First place in the SWAC West on the line. Stay tuned. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.